neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The window. How did he know when is the good time to open the window? How did he know? Ruach HaKodesh? You never thought about this?
No.
What happened that he decided to open the window?
It stopped.
How did he know?
The rain would come in.
No, it was only 40 days. But his dilemma was if it's dried enough that he should come out. So how did he know? There are two answers. One is that Ribbono Shel Olam told them you're going to go on cruise for
1 year.
1 year. Why 1 year?
The ship wasn't moving that fast or up and down.
It was only the first 40 days.
No, I mean, for 1 year he was there. But at the end of the 1 year, the ship, the water has come down. I mean,
he had a sensor in the teva?
No.
No?
No. You feel it?
How did he feel it? You have thousands of animals there. They're all making noise, birds and so on. So Hashem informed him that you're going to go on a cruise for 1 year. And the other answer is, how much food he took with him when he went to the Teva?
Enough for 1 year. The food was a miracle that it lasted that long.
I know, but when Hashem told him to take food?
For one year.
So that's why he decided, to send, what did he send first?
Hello.
The raven. Why? Why the Oreb was sent out?
Because he wanted to get rid of him.
Why?
Because he did things that was not supposed to do.
And he broke the rule. So it had nothing to do with finding out what's happening in outside. Right? So we see that the Oreb didn't want to leave the Teva. Why?
He was suspicious. He said, I go and then my wife.
Right, so he didn't trust Noah. So then there's a dialogue that Midrash brings that he was angry at Noah because he said, you're very cruel to me. Why? Because how many of the non-pure birds they took in?
Two.
So now, if one is going to be harmed, so what's going to happen to the other one?
Non-future generation.
Nothing. So here, the Oreb is saying, the raven is saying, instead of sending the birds that you took seven, you take in the one that you only took
two.
So now here, we see that the Oreb was not really happy. So what did Hashem tell Noah? What did he tell him? You know what he told him? He told him you have to be easy with Oreb. You have to be nice to him. Why?
Because at the time of Eliyahu, he helped Eliyahu. He was going and bringing food for Eliyahu.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. So he says, Ad Yaboshet. Yaboshet means, what does it mean? Yavesh? Dryness. So now, Yaboshet is the same letters of Tishbi. Eliyahu
Hatishbi.
So Eliyahu Navi Zachor Letov, he ran away from who?
From the woman.
From who?
Isabel.
Who was Isabel?
The wife of Ahab.
Why he ran away from Isabel?
Because he told that the dog's going to lick your blood and things like
that.
No,
but she decreed that Eliyahu Navi Zachor Letov
must be dead.
Because whatever that he did, because he got rid of 850 false prophets. So now she chased after him. So now he ran away. So how did he eat?
He
How did he eat?
The raven took some thin kosher from the kitchen of them and took it to
the Orev. The raven brought food from where?
The kitchen of Ahav.
From the Badatz, Glat, Bet Yosef. Kitchen of Ahav. So now here we see an interesting thing. So now here we see Noah. Bet Yosef. Yeah, Bet Yosef. So you see Noah was very harsh to Orev. Because, you're very tough on him. Of course, he did something wrong. But later on, what kind of good thing he did?
This is what he did.
So now, look at this. Eliyahu Zachor L'Tov compared to Orev, which one is better?
Eliyahu.
Who caused the famine?
Eliyahu.
Eliyahu Navi decreed that 3 years, he told Ahab, there's going to be famine. So now, Eliyahu Zachor L'Tov, he put people in suffering. So now, who gives food to Eliyahu Navi? The one that Noah disliked and threw him out of the table. So now here, what a delicate point, that many times that you feel that people, maybe, they're like, Orev, he did this, he did that, he's like this, he's like that, and then you want to throw him out.
They throw you out.
And then you don't want to look at him. So here we see that even though that sometimes you feel such a hesitant toward people, those people, they're going to take care of you. And you see exactly the Orev, he did something that was not supposed to do. And Noah was very angry at him. But you see later on, the same Orev took care of Eliyahu Zachor L'Tov, the one that is supposed to bring us the good news of coming after Mashiach. Hashem Yizakenu, B'zad Hashem, Nizkei, B'Yeshuot, B'Sorot Tovot. And Shavua Ma'ale Semachot, B'Kol Am Yisrael, Amen Kei Ratzon.
Koil HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koil HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koil HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koil HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.